set the stars ablaze, lit up the heavens to declare his praise. If God built the mountains and he filled the sea, God must be great, great enough for me to fully trust him. When the going gets tough, yeah, we can trust him. God is able enough to keep us standing, whatever may come our way. Our God's unfailing, from the first to the last, he's never changing. Future, present and past, our God's amazing, and we can put our trust in him. If God freed his people from the Pharaoh, battle for Joshua down in Jericho. If God rescued Daniel from the lion's den, God must be great, really great, so then we ought to trust him. When the going gets tough, yeah, we can trust him. God is able enough to keep us standing, whatever may come our way. Our God's unfailing, from the first to the last, he's never changing. Future, present and past, our God's amazing, and we can put our trust in him. God showed his love when Jesus died for me, dealt with my sin, I got his guarantee. If God proved it all when Jesus rose again, God must be great, really great, so then be sure to trust him.
When the going gets tough, yeah, we can trust him. God is able enough to keep us standing, whatever may come our way. Present and past, our God's amazing, and we can put our trust in him.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, we can trust him. When the going gets tough, yeah, we can trust him. God is able enough to keep us standing, whatever may come our way.
Our way, our way, our way, our way.
Our God's unfailing, from the first to the last, he's never changing.
Sin, I got his guarantee. If God proved it all when Jesus rose again. God must be great, really great, so then be sure to trust Him.
When the going gets tough, yeah, we can trust Him. God is able enough to keep us standing. Whatever may come our way. Present and past, our God's amazing, and we can put our trust in Him.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, we can trust Him when the going gets tough. Yeah, we can trust Him. God is able enough to keep us standing, whatever may come our way.
Our way, our way, our way, our way.
Our God unfailing, from the first to the last, He's never changing.
Let all creation sing before the Lord, and every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the deep waters of the sea resound. Let every mountain, every hill sing out. Let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. Mighty river, barren desert, howling wind and stormy weather, every canyon, every valley, sing a praise and give Him glory. Nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims His name. Let all creation sing before the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King.
Shall we try that with my sound up? I would say, good morning, everybody. Nice to see you all. We're going to do our 20 minutes to praise God. We're going to do 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 20 minutes to praise God. Welcome to St. Matthew's Church this morning. Good to have you all here. Last week, do you remember what we were doing? We thought about a sheep in church, didn't we? And we also thought about Jesus being the good shepherd. And we thought about Lamb Chop. Do you remember him? And we also thought a bit about whether you could do ventriloquism. This is my attempt again at a puppet for children's worship. Anybody tried that? You know, you have to not lose your lips and talk and return that it's the puppet talking and not you. But I'm so bad at it. No one sent me a video to show me that they were practicing. I'm a bit disappointed. See if you might practice this week and send me a little video and we can show it next week. I think that would be good fun. Okay, now we had great jokes last week. We're going to have a couple of jokes now to put us in the mood. So get ready for this. Thomas, let's hear your joke.
What did the banana say to the cat?
I don't know, Thomas. What did the banana say to the cat?
Nothing, because they can't talk.
Nothing, because bananas can't speak. Excellent, Thomas. And what about your joke, Oliver?
Me though.
What happens to grapes when you step on them?
I don't know, Oliver. What happens to grapes when you step on them?
They whine.
Brilliant. Yes, what happens to grapes when you step on them? They whine. Excellent. Now, I thought we would start this morning with another quiz, slightly different from the quiz, again, we had last week. I want to show you this picture. And I want you to tell me, I wonder if you recognise what they are. They are vegetables. I think we can perhaps all agree on that. And on the left-hand side, I wonder if you know, it's a cabbage. Looks like it's in prison, doesn't it? Perhaps it's a very naughty cabbage. And also lettuces. Now, I wonder what those two things have in common. Okay, it's going to get a bit, easier or harder, depending. Let's have a look at the next slide. Okay, so I wonder what you can tell, whether you can tell me what those are, whether you like eating them, I wonder. Right, okay, on the left-hand side, they are leeks, and on the right-hand side, do you know, the colour's a bit of a clue maybe, they are beetroot. Oh, good morning, the Yersleys are in, good to have Charlotte and Alex with us. So we've so far got lettuces and cabbages together, we've got leeks and beetroots, and then I want to show you this picture. Can you recognize all these things? We've got squashes and grapes and melons and tomatoes. Wonder if you can guess what these different things have in common. Shall I tell you? Shall I give you a bit of a clue? Okay, I will. The cabbages and the lettuces all grow above ground, and that's what we eat. We eat the leaves and we eat the stuff that's above ground. The leeks and the beetroots, the stuff is under the ground mostly that we eat. They're hidden under the ground. And this last lot are fruits and vegetables that are grown on a vine. I'm just going to show you. Look at these. Lovely looking vine tomatoes all joined by one branch. And look at these. This is a whopper. Look at these. Look at that bunch of grapes. Isn't that spectacular? I'll have to try some in a minute. Brilliant. So now, seeing those grapes and those other fruit and vegetables remind me of what I think is a wonderful video. So watch up, but you've got to promise me, having watched it, you don't try doing it at home, okay?
Oh.
Has it gone? I love that video. It makes me laugh every time I see it. But don't try it at home. Promise. Good. Excellent. And by the way, those grapes on that big bunch, they're really, really nice. So I'll just eat for the rest of the time we are together. But I'm going to just continue our quiz just a little longer. I want to show you this picture. And I want you to tell me whether you recognise where it is. Somewhere very close to us. Yep, perhaps you recognise it. It's at Hampton Court. And do you know how old this is? This vine was planted in 1768, which I think makes it 252 years old. And why am I showing you all these things? Well, I'm showing you them because these things are grown on vines. We saw, didn't we? Look at this tomato. These tomatoes are all grown and they're all on the same vine. And so what we're thinking about this week in our 20 minutes to praise God is Jesus saying, I am, can you see it there with the red words, the true vine. Now, it is said that in Hampton Court, the roots of the vine are outside, deep underground, but the vine itself is inside. And if I told you about roots going really deep down, what action song would come to your mind? I bet it would be, and you'd be absolutely right. I love you, Jesus, deep down in my heart. Now, this is the quite exhausting action song, so I do need quite a lot of help. Everybody's got to be on their feet. And when you reach down, you've got to reach down, touch the ground, because it's much closer to you than it is for me. So, right, are we ready? I love you deep down in, and I'll have to disappear when I bend down, so don't be surprised, I haven't gone anywhere. I love you, Jesus, deep down in my heart, just like the roots of that vine. Last week, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. This week, Jesus says, I am the true vine. Now, what else did Jesus say? Why did he say he was the true vine? What was that all about? Let's hear from Elliot reading from the Bible for us.
Today's reading is from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch from me that does not bear fruit, and he prunes every branch that does bear fruit, so that it will be clean and bear more fruit. You have been made clean already by the teaching I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. In the same way, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God indeed. Thank you. Brilliant, Elliot. Well read. So we have this idea, Jesus saying, I am the true vine. Now, why did he say that, I wonder? I think he said it because he knows that vines, there were lots of fruit and things growing where he lived on vines. And he knew what good things, what good fruits come from vines. And he wanted us to grow good things in our lives. But he also knew that for plants to grow well, sometimes they have to be pruned, which means cutting off a bit in order that the rest of the bush grows better. And so he said that you have to be pruned or you have to be cleaned. So he has to, you have to be prepared to allow Jesus to make changes in your life. Maybe you need to ask him to help you about saying unkind things or being naughty or not caring enough for the planet, not caring about what you do with plastic and things like that. So Jesus said, if I'm the true vine, then we know that God has to be able to prune us and change us a little bit. And the other thing God said about it was that you have to stay close. You have to be the branches to the vine. Look at these grapes. Do you see they've got branches off them? You have to stay close and in the vine to be close to God and for him to be able to change your life. Now, there's a really good example of this, which I'm going to show to you. But it was an example which, if you think about it, Jesus couldn't use. So this is a light. Okay, I'm going to switch it on and off. Can you hear me? Can't. It's not working. Why is it not working? Because it's not plugged in. What happens when I plug it in? I hope it goes on. Brilliant. Now, as soon as I unplug that lamp, it goes off. And I think Jesus might have used that as an example if he was here today, because we all understand this, don't we? He would have said, you've got to stay plugged into me all the time if you're going to have my power and carry on and share my light. But he didn't have electricity, so he couldn't use that one. So instead, he used the idea of the vine, of staying in touch with God, being close to him in order to follow him. That's what he said. So that is the vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. That's what Jesus said. I just want to show you one picture because it's not like this. Mobile phones are a bit different because they're rechargeable. So you sort of plug them in and then you can go and they still work. But I think that's not what Jesus was talking about, not getting plugged in just for a bit and then going off in our own power. He was talking about this picture. And I'll tell you, these pictures were taken quite a long time ago, 12 years ago, and they were actually taken in Jerusalem, a rather amazing vine that I saw when I was lucky enough to be there. Which reminds me, I'm going to have another grape. So that's what we've learnt. We've thought about Jesus saying, I am the true vine. Stay with me, abide with me is the word he uses. And if you stay with me, I can help you and I can teach you and I will be with you always, which is, if you think about it, a great promise. So I think we will now have some prayer. So let's remind ourselves about praying, and I'm going to lead us all in some prayer. Dear God, thank you that you love us and want us to stay close to you. Help us not to do things which will mean we feel far from you or forget about you. Sorry when we have done bad things which upset you. And perhaps you can think of just one thing. You don't have to tell anyone other than God. You can just think of one thing that you're actually sorry for. You can't think of anything you've done wrong particularly. Maybe just think about the world and all the rubbish in it and all the plastic in it and all the animals who are suffering in it, and know that we are all part of that suffering. We say sorry to God for that. And then we say, help us to remember we need to stay close to you to lead lives which help others and please you. Amen. And then we're going to say together the Lord's Prayer. So we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen indeed. So it's great that we had a few people joining us. I'm going to shout out to Reuben and Evie and to Anna. And who's also crunching grapes. Good on you, Evie. So Evie and Ruben are here. We've also got Owen and Annie and Lucy. We've got Alicia and Matthew. And well done indeed. Thank you to Elliot. Good to have you all here with us. And I know there's many more people who are watching but just haven't chatted on YouTube. So what else do we need to think about? I'm going to remind you, if you haven't said that you want to be in the nativity play, today is the very latest day. Please send me an email saying your children would like to take part. It will be recording a short video at home and then sending it in. What else to say? Let's just practice our 20 minutes to praise God. I really haven't been practicing. I'm just getting better. So let's practice. Okay, ready with 10 fingers. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 20 minutes to praise God. Fantastic. Now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to give you a little reminder, or not a reminder, ask you to do something. Next week, next Sunday, if you're going to come in, would you have a sandwich ready? Okay, it could be your breakfast, it could be your second breakfast. And if you do that, will you send me a message on the live chat, if you can, or on WhatsApp, doesn't matter which, telling me what's in your sandwich, okay? Doesn't matter if you forget, but if you remember, make a sandwich. Don't start eating it before I say. Have it ready, and we'll have sandwich eating together. It will be a St. Matthew's first. Now, I'm wondering whether we should either have a bit of a singing video, or we could have the video of the two people eating the grapes again. Which do you think? Yes, I hear all over Surbiton people saying, let's watch the people eating the grapes again. Time makes me crack up. Good. So promise you won't try that at home or you'll be a bit unpopular. But it's been good having 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 20 minutes to praise God together. Glad to see John's on as well. Well done. Nice to see you and your mum, G. Next week, remember, if anybody wants to send me but otherwise, anyone wants to offer to help read or do jokes or whatever, and also nativity play, and finally remember that sandwich if you can. Don't worry if you can't, but if you do, let me know what's in your sandwich before our service starts. Brilliant. It's been so good spending 20 minutes with you praising God. We'll do it all again next week. I'm going to say a very short prayer of blessing. Father God, we thank you. You've been here with us and helped us to praise you. May we praise you in this week. Amen. Let's go out with that good song that we enjoyed last week as well. God bless you all. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Heavens burn, stars ignite and the planets turn. See God's mastery, don't it make you wonder? Lift your eyes to the skies and see. Space displays God's artistry. See His majesty, don't it make you wonder? Why a God like that would choose to care? Why He would think to love me? It's outrageous love, it's amazing grace, given undeserved and free. Yes, all God's riches at Christ's expense. Don't it make you wonder? God would do so much for me.
God so loved us, he chose to come, shed his splendor and left his throne. God Emmanuel, don't it make you wonder? God through ages from us concealed, now in Jesus at last revealed. God has come to us, don't it make you wonder? Why a God so high would stoop so low, I cannot tell. But this I know, it's outrageous love, it's amazing grace, given undeserved and free. Yeah, it's all God's riches at Christ's expense. Don't it make you wonder, God would come so far for me. Christ expense. Don't it make you wonder, God will do it all.